This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver DA says two police officers will not face charges for shooting and killing a 41-year-old man in early September. District Attorney Beth McCann says the officers acted lawfully when they shot at Antonio Black Bear. She says the man pointed an airsoft gun, which looked like a handgun, as he walked towards the officers. McCann says police were responding to reports of an armed person in the area. CDOT is making plans to address a major bottleneck on I-70 west of Denver. The agency could begin an expansion project on Floyd Hill near Idaho Springs as soon as 2023. CDOT Commissioner Kathy Hall says it'll help the recreation economy.
There's too many people in the Denver area that have really quit skiing because they can't get there. This is hugely important. It should be a real priority for all of us.
CDOT still needs to find roughly $100 million for the project. Republican Congresswoman-elect Lauren Boebert has asked U.S. Capitol Police about carrying her gun to work after she takes office. Congressional regulations written decades ago says she can. The public is barred from carrying guns in the Capitol and on its grounds. One of her soon-to-be colleagues says other members already carry firearms. Boebert is a conservative gun rights advocate. Her restaurant, Shooter's Grill in Rifle, is known for its pistol-packing servers. Snow is in the forecast for much of Colorado tonight. This is CPR.